Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You have an idea of what a criminal looks like in your head?
Oh, yeah.
And because of that, there are folks that can get away with crime, and they know it.
Mm.
You have to wonder if that's the case here. Because these might be the last people you suspect to do anything illegal. And we need to figure out when that kicks in.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This story comes to us from Brockport, Mahan's Liquor. Just before 3 in the afternoon, a worker said that an older man and an older woman entered the store together. The employee said the pair was acting like they were lost walking around the store.
Yeah.
Eventually, according to the Monroe County Sheriff's Department, the pair took three bottles of Moet champagne, valued at $150.
By the way, it's Moet.
No, it's not. It's Moet.
It's Moet.
How much you want to bet?
I just saw the ad.
How much you want to bet? Moet. It's Moet.
Give me some of that Moet.
It's Moet. I bet you $1 million.
I'll bet you a bottle of Moet.
Oh, yeah?
All right, I'll do my research.
Thank you. You just embarrassed the hell out of yourself.
It's Moet.
It's Moet.
That's what I said.
So the pair took three bottles of Moet champagne valued at $150. They snuck them in two bags, exited the store, and left on foot. Just walked.
Right.
Nobody
can get away with it.
Yeah. Right now, the pair is still at large, have not been arrested. You would have to think the only reason this pair was able to get away with that theft is because they were, quote, older.
Mm.
Right? You wouldn't suspect some old folks looking all confused to come in and rob you.
That's all you got to do. Just act confused. You're lost. Where's my wife? And you could walk out with a jury.
Okay, so let's pause the conversation. Kimmy?
According to Google, surprisingly, Moet is pronounced with a hard T and not a silent T, as is typical for most of the French language. You
so
can
the French do say Moet.
Yeah.
No.
Dumbass
no.
American.
No.
Where's
no.
Moet?
No, you didn't listen to what she said.
I want like Moet.
You are not listening to what she said.
I listen.
No, you didn't
the
listen.
The French dropped the T.
No,
they're
didn't.
Saying usually they do, but not in this case. Is what it's saying.
So anytime
so they're doing it wrong.
So anytime you
they're not even strict to their own language.
Anytime you want to bring me that Moet,
I will get you a bottle of Moet when it becomes available.
So going back to the story, here's what's funny.
What?
The pair is described as older, but we don't have an actual age.
Yeah, that's vague. Hmm.
So if the worker's 20 years old, 45 could be older.
Yeah.
If the worker's 40, 80 could be older. 222-6000. At what age does someone become above suspicion of theft, at least in your own head?
Oh, the elderly.
Well, what's the elderly?
75 plus.
Okay.
See, for sure.
That's way high.
But that's the golden ticket to anything you need.
Okay. But you're an older guy, so you're going to go older. Mm. Kimmy, at what age is someone above suspicion of thievery to you?
I wanted to say like 70-ish too.
Okay.
Because like I'm just thinking of somebody in like their 60s, like my parents, like they're still perfectly capable of stealing something. Like I wouldn't look at them and be like, they're definitely not going to do anything sketchy.
But would you suspect they would?
No, but I think they'd still be capable of it.
Okay,
does that
make sense? You're saying 70 is incapable.
Yeah, maybe somebody in their 70s, I would think like, oh, I don't have to worry about them.
Okay, so age has gotten older over the last couple of years.
What we're also living longer.
But that's what I'm saying. Like people are staying healthier longer.
Mm-hmm.
So 70 today doesn't look like 70 30 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? So you are able to do much more, which could make you more suspicious later in your life.
Mm.
But I guess the big question becomes, how many old folks are stealing things? And I'm an honest question.
All of them. My parents stole constantly.
When you say stole, like they, shoplifted?
So my father had enough Outback steak knives to give everybody a set of eight. I'm not lying. He stole stuff off of cruise ships. They stole ashtrays. Anything that wasn't nailed down, but they would go into a hotel rooms and grab stuff. Now, is it like liquor store stuff? No. But my own, they would just take it, and they would just, oh, they want you to take it. It's good advertising.
Okay.
We had so many Holiday Inn ashtrays in our house. You would think he had stock in the company.
So you're saying every old person stealing stuff,
they
then?
Do.
Okay.
They do.
Well, no, there are some people that have a moral objection to thievery.
They died, bro. Mm-hmm. Those people didn't make it past 65.
Only the good die young.
Yes. If you see an old person, that's an evil bastard.
No, that's not true.
Evil. Bro, that's the rub, and you fall for it. Every old guy is a piece of crap.
Phone number is 222-6000. Let's talk to Brent. He's on CMF. Hey, Brent, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Good, man. What's up?
So I actually seen something similar to this happen right in front of me about a week ago.
What happened?
I was at a gas station, and there was he was clearly an older gentleman, had to be probably in his 60s maybe, because he had his grandchildren with him. Mm. But we're standing in line at the gas station, and he's cashing out the stuff that he bought. And right in front of me, while the girl was cashing him out, he reached to the side, you know, in the front of the counter, how they got the gum and the candy bars and everything.
Yeah.
He grabbed a hold of one of those fancy packs of, like, dentine ice and tried to slide it in his pocket. And the cashier said, if you're not going to pay for it, put it back.
Oh.
And I started laughing my ass off.
Well, you laughed in the man's face, Brent!
What a weird thing to take.
Yeah.
He had his grandchildren with him. How embarrassing is that? You're caught trying to steal gum after you just bought $40 worth of food.
That's a great point.
Yeah, like, why not just put the gum up
there? $2 worth of gum.
No, that dentine ice, I can get up to like $4 or $5. It is expensive right. Gum. I know these things. But, Brent, here's the thing, and I guess a sincere question. How many stores are going to give older folks a pass even if they catch them stealing?
Because I'm just going to fake an illness. I'm going to fake a heart attack.
You're not going to fake a heart attack.
At my age, easily I can. How can you prove I'm not having a heart attack?
When you pop up and get back in your car and leave.
No, I'm dizzy. I don't know what's going on.
No, you don't. So you can't drive home now.
That's fine.
No, you're not. Let's call 911.
Take me to the liquor store.
Enjoy the $1,000 ambulance bill, you idiot.
I went some away with a T.
Brett, thanks for the story, buddy. I really appreciate it.
All right, man. Thank
like you. The things you could get away with when you're older, and because you'll look like a horrible person lighting that old bag up.
Okay, so that's
like even Brent didn't seem like he was going to say anything.
Well,
he just observed.
Well,
you know,
look, I don't think I'm saying anything no matter age of somebody shoplifting.
Look, all I need, and I could own this town once I get old. I need a walker and some type of patriotic ball cap. And I don't mean stolen valor.
Something with an American flag.
It has to have an eagle and a flag on it and a walker, and I own you. Bend over, bitch.
You know you could fake that now.
Because here comes my gnarly dong. I'm taking it all.
Well, don't do that.
No, but I'm telling you.
That's going to get you in trouble.
You've added sodomy to list of charges.
I don't think you could stop me.
Well, you can. Well,
I could do open sodomy, nobody will stop me, Park Ave Fest, nobody's...
What's happening?
He may have served his country.
There are stores that have a zero tolerance policy. Like, look, man, even if you're...
They all say that, bro, but then it's a bad look when you're tossing me out, walker first, patriotic ball cap, and I got to go crawl into my Crown Vic and go home.
You're telling me no store would call the police on a 70-year-old shoplifter? Mm-hmm. Not a single one in town?
Well, you got to look the part. You got to sell it.
Okay, no, I got it.
You can't just walk in. You got to sell it.
Bro, I'm telling you, there are stores that would call the cops on a 70, 80-year-old shoplifter.
They'd be out of business.
Okay, phone number's
the Great Panthers would be out in front of your store in an hour. They had the signs all ready to go in a warehouse.
Phone number's 222-6000, Mahan's Liquor in Brockport. Before 3 in the afternoon, worker says an older man and older woman entered the store together, said the pair was acting like they were lost walking around the store. Eventually, according to the sheriff's department, the pair took 3 bottles of Moet Champagne.
Got the wrong stuff.
Valued at $150. Snuck it in 2 bags. Just walked out of the store. Left on foot. Nobody stopped them.
Mm-hmm.
Old people shoplifting. Phone number is 222-6000. Mary's on CMF. Hey, Mary. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Well, as we get older, especially women, they just ignore you in stores. They ignore you.
What'd you say?
You can pick up anything. And your perspective about age. How old was FDR when he died? Do you know?
He was like 35.
No, but do you remember what he looked like when he died?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
How old did you think he was?
Oh, yeah. Now he would look 80.
Yeah, like how old was he, Mary?
No, he was 63.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was younger than Tommy.
You're going to die soon.
But my legs work. But my legs don't work.
I was shocked. I thought he was 80. No, I really did. I
mean, Mary, you know? No, here's where that is illustrated 100%. Mm. In the stars of the NBA in the 1980s and in dads in sitcoms in the 1980s. Because, like, there are guys that look 60 and they're my age.
Oh, yeah, they're kids.
It's like 1981. Yeah. And it's like, what were you people doing back then? All right, so Mary, at what point are you going to feel comfortable shoplifting from stores?
Oh, I don't shoplift anymore.
Mary. You can get so much like merchandise up that peasant store.
I did when I was seven. They didn't look at kids when I was little.
Well, they looked
at kids,
7 year
old,
but differently.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah,
Mary. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Bye there.
I can make a shirt. I can make my own shirt.
Yeah,
and it'd be very vague. I get away with everything.
What would I have to say?
I get a shirt. Do you know what it says?
What?
Never again. A walker and a never again white t-shirt. That's all I need.
Bro, you're bordering on stolen.
I own that store.
Do you think you can get away with shoplifting right now?
In the right moment, yeah.
Okay. Like, where could you go and get away with it? Give me a store.
Box stores.
Like Home Depot?
Yeah, because like sometimes when you go in, if you go in early, there's somebody around.
Bro, no, Home Depot, you get popped.
I feel like it's almost suspected, or it's expected at this point of somebody that looks like you to steal something from a place like that.
Yeah, like, I mean, we have stories every day of guys
getting
caught. Well, that's what I'm wondering, because Wegmans is zero tolerance. Yeah. You're going to get busted there.
Right.
All right, Home Depot, a guy like you is going to be shoplifting. You would almost have to go to a store run by somebody in their 20s and 30s, like a hipster-ass boutique store.
Yeah, but I don't want either crap.
Okay, but that's the only place you could probably get away with it, because that person's not going to suspect a guy that looks like their grandpa.
Or going to run out with a Rihanna poster.
Multi-platinum, buddy.
Yeah, she is.
You can get some tarot cards and like those candles you like.
Okay.
Maybe a couple of crystals. Why don't you shoplift right now?
Because I don't need to.
No, I understand. None of these people need to.
Well, some of them may need to. I don't know. I come up short.
Okay, but you like liquor, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you can afford the liquor, but free liquor is great.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you try and shoplift liquor?
I'm not going to steal.
You stole your
steal
whole life.
Steal a couple
life.
Of those little bottles?
Yeah. Ooh, little bottles.
Airplane bottles.
Yeah.
No, but like, not to be a dick. You're my boy. You know that.
Here it comes.
No, I'm serious. Like, in your 20s, and you have admitted openly on the show,
terrible,
for a decade more, every day you were shoplifting from your job.
But I feel terrible about that.
I don't think you do, though.
Well, terrible for me.
Okay.
It's a passing thought.
Okay, fine.
But I would never contemplate stealing
but
something.
But you don't have
I'm not desperate.
But you don't have a moral obligation. You weren't desperate then. You had your own condo. You were hanging out, drinking beer every weekend, shooting fireworks with your friends, drunk at 34 years old.
They were tough times.
After an unplanned trip to a water park in jean shorts, which is the saddest Ribs Arkansas song that he's ever written. Like, don't sit here and pretend like now all of a sudden you've grown a conscience.
I couldn't pull it off. I mean, I could, but I wouldn't.
Okay.
But you see, I have built-in things that you don't have. Like, I could fake things that you would have to believe me.
No, I agree.
Like, if you caught me doing something, where's my wife? I didn't take my medication. I'm confused. Like, you know,
Well, no, but if you're confused, how did you know you didn't take your medication?
That's how confused I am. It comes and goes.
You've got to plan this out better.
Never forget.
Part of the problem is there's nothing really Tommy wants to steal. Because I'm thinking of, like, the smaller stuff, like you could pocket and nobody would probably notice, but you don't like candy.
No.
Like, there's no, like, small treats you enjoy that you'd even...
No, I know what you can steal.
What?
You know those...
Your mother's heart.
That was kind of nice. I don't know.
Don't compliment that.
It was better than other things.
Never forget.
You can steal those collar tabs that go in white shirts,
shirts. Those are a fortune.
Right? They are, though. They are a little bit...
But the dry cleaner, they're right by the register. You could snatch those and run.
Bloop. Kimmy,
yeah,
talking about the age where you stop suspecting people of shoplifting. If you found out your dad was shoplifting just because he could get away with it, would you confront him?
Yeah, that would be a point where I'm now concerned for my dad's just overall mental health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, this is not something that you do. Why are you doing this now?
Okay, so you're in a store with, let's say, a gas station thing. You guys go in, you're on a road trip. He doesn't know you can see him. He slides a roll of Hostess donuts in his pocket.
Okay.
And nobody can tell because, it's porn star days.
Yeah.
When you get back in the car, you confront him about it?
Yeah.
Would you make him put it back in the store?
March him back in?
No, I would be like, why? I would be embarrassed by that too. Like, if you're going to embarrass me too, no, we're just leaving.
Okay.
What if your dad stole something and then he brought it to you? Like, hey, I grabbed this. You can have it. What would you do?
I would tell him I didn't want it. Because I know he would.
I might take it. It's on him.
What happened to Mr. I don't need it. I have morals now.
Yeah, but he stole it. So, like, you know, I got covered.
I also would be less concerned if I, let's say I grew up and my dad like stole things like little by little. I wouldn't care if he did it now.
Okay.
Because it would be something that I just know that he does. It would be more concerning that he all of a sudden decided he wanted to start doing this.
Okay. But we're seeing here with all the stories that we're getting. Don't forget, you remember we were talking about, what was that discussion a couple months ago where people were calling up telling us their grandparents stealing while they were with them, using your grandkid to steal. Remember there was that story?
Yeah.
This is a common tale as people get older, Kimmy. I don't know why you're so alarmed by it.
Well, I guess I just, I'd be afraid that my dad's going to get in actual trouble doing it.
Okay.
You know?
Would you want him caught?
No. No, well, okay, I wouldn't want him to get caught.
You confront him. He goes, no, I'm going to keep doing this. Of course I'm going to keep doing this. You wouldn't want him to get a little comeuppance.
No, because it just makes everybody else's life harder at that point. Like, I know, like, I wouldn't want him to get caught for my mom's sake.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
What if you found out your mom was shoplifting? Would you confront her?
Yeah, I would confront either of my parents.
What a narc.
I know.
I wouldn't tell on them, but I would definitely say, hey, what's up? Why are you doing this?
Hey! Knock it off!
There are some benefits to getting old, you know, because, like, if I live a long life, I'm going to start running up credit, man. I'm going to hang some plastic. What are they going to do?
But what do you?
I don't have any kids.
Okay, yeah.
And my stepkids are not linked to me financially.
But is your wife on the hook?
So I could step... No, but let's say I outlive everybody.
You've turned into your father. Oh, okay. He who lives pays.
Yes. I'm going to run up credit.
Okay, but what are you going to buy on credit as an
80-year-old
man?
Want.
No, but like there's nothing you're going to...
Booze. Drugs.
You got to get...
Weed. I get all the weed
okay,
I want
weed
on credit.
Get, I don't think that the heroin dealer takes plastic.
You don't know what the laws are going to be like 30 years from now.
You're going to be dead 20
be
years
open,
30 years from now.
There might be open heroin sales.
Though. Okay, fine. Does your heroin dealer take Venmo?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, just food, vacations.
Okay.
I could take one of them old people vacations.
Right? All on credit.
Why not? Like one of them cruises. Oh, cruise. If you're handicapped on a cruise like that, you don't have to do a goddamn thing. They give you people to, like, carry your ass from the pool to the bar to the casino. And by the way, all the spare ribs you want. And I can eat them as messy as I want because I'm old.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.